Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where your ideas become real viable businesses with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a guest teacher episode. We have Stephen Key from InventRight.com. Stephen Key's been licensing ideas for over 30 years. Some of these ideas we all know. Some of these products that he's worked on are household names, products that I actually bought or at least wanted to buy as a kid. Steven's worked on the Teddy Ruxpin toy as well as laser tag. And my personal favorite, the Michael Jordan wall ball, which was like a basketball hoop that you'd hang on the back of the door of your bedroom. I had that toy. I used to play hoops in my room all day. And today, Steven's going to teach you how to license your idea to other businesses. Steven's an absolute expert at this, so I'm going to leave it to him. I'll be back to wrap up this lesson with my insights, but for now, take it away, Stephen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stephen Key, and thank you for joining me today. Today, I will be teaching you how to bring your ideas to market without starting a company. It's called licensing. So let's get down to business. The great news today is that companies all around the world are looking for ideas from people like you and I, everyday consumers, and it's called open innovation. Why? Companies have finally realized that maybe they don't have the smartest people working for them, or maybe they just want to lower their R&D costs. But basically, because of the demand of new ideas is so large and speed to market is so important, that they're willing to open their doors and look for outside ideas. Why is that great for us? Because now companies will license or rent our ideas and pay us a royalty for each and every one they sell. So you don't have to start a company. You don't have to spend your time or your money. Basically, there's little risk, or really no risk to you at all. What's great about it, you don't have to quit your day job. Just be creative. Companies will use their marketing power, their distribution power, and all their manufacturing power to bring your idea to market. It's fast, and in today's world, it's first to market wins. Most companies are looking for ideas that are small improvements on existing products they carry. Why? Because there's a demand for it, and there's a good chance it can be manufactured. So what does this really mean to you and I? Please don't reinvent the wheel. So how do you do it? Go shopping. Invent for the marketplace. Find a category that you're excited about. Do a Google product search on that category and learn as much as you can about current designs, packaging, and pricing. So go down to the local retailer you'd like your idea to be in and study this. I call this studying a micro category. You can become an expert within hours. It's extremely simple to do. So now, get creative. Come up with variations. Play games. There's three games that I play to come up with ideas. And the first one is called Solve It. I will find a problem and try to solve it. It's as simple as that. Now, you can do this through observing people struggling with certain projects or problems that they have. You could also ask them what would they like to see and come up with solutions to their problems. The second game I like to play is called Mix and Match, where I take two products and bring them together to create a brand new product. The third game I play is called What If. This is a fun one. This is where you dream. What if I could throw a frisbee, a football field, or what if a teddy bear could talk, such as Teddy Ruxpin in the 80s? So have fun. Create a lot of ideas and realize some ideas will be fantastic and some ideas are just going to be terrible. But I can guarantee you this, one of those ideas will be your gold mine. Now next, what do you do? I have a designer on Elance create a 3D computer-generated model for me, and I can have this created for basically under $100. He can take my idea and bring it to life. Now, before I send him my idea, I would have him sign a non-disclosure agreement called an NDA that has work-for-hire language, because I do not want to have co-ownership involved with someone helping me design my idea. Very, very simple to do. Now, you can also protect your idea with a provisional patent application. It's called a PPA, and it only costs $65. It gives you patent pending status for 1 year where you can shop your ideas to potential licensees for that full year. Extremely affordable, and guess what? You can do it yourself. It's very, very easy. Now, next, I will create a one-page sell sheet. That's right. It's my advertising sales tool that I'm going to submit to these companies that are looking for ideas. I make sure I have a one-line benefit statement at the very top that kind of brings my idea into one sentence, one big benefit sentence for those potential licensees. And then if you do have a prototype, make a YouTube video and attach it to your sales sheet, right? And make this video to where it shows a problem and a solution. Don't have music. Make sure it's only 1 minute long. But show that benefit. It's a huge selling tool for you. Make sure on that sell sheet, though, you have your contact information. It's as simple as that. Now, you're going to submit your idea to these companies that are looking for ideas. And it's really easy to do. Sometimes these companies will have an online form that you fill out. Some you'll pick up the phone and call them and tell them you're a product developer. Please do not tell them you're an inventor. You only want to be an inventor on Shark Tank or things that are a little bit crazy. But to these companies, you want to be a product developer. You want to speak to someone in sales or someone in the marketing department. And then you want to submit your idea, your one-page sell sheet, and possibly your video as well. It's that easy. Now, those are very simple steps that anybody can do. And remember, it's always a numbers game. So please repeat this process over and over and over again. So basically, I'm going to recap everything I just talked about. Companies need us. We are experts because we're consumers. So those doors, for the first time, have flown wide open. Get creative. Don't reinvent the wheel. Create a small improvement on an existing idea. It's easy to do, and there's games that I outlined a little earlier. Mix and match, solve it, and what if? Next, you're going to create a 3D computer-generated model. You're going to hire a designer on Elance for under $100, and they're going to bring your idea to life. It's so easy and wonderful to see that idea that you've got in your head, and now it's come to life. You're going to protect your ideas with a non-disclosure agreement that has work-for-hire language in it. So basically, there's no confusion about who owns what. Also, you're going to file a provisional patent application. It's called a PPA for $65. And that's going to help you protect yourself when you're submitting your ideas to companies. It gives you patent-pending status for, guess what, 1 full year. Next, you're going to call those companies up and you're going to find these companies on LinkedIn. It's really easy to find them on LinkedIn and find people's names that are in the sales department or in the marketing department. So when you call those companies or reach out, you can drop their names. It's really easy to do. And remember, this is a numbers game like anything else in life. Play it over and over again. It's easy to do. So get off the couch, pick up the phone, get creative. Don't start a company and bring your ideas to market through licensing. All right, guys, this is Stephen Key. If you want more information about licensing, visit my website, inventright.com. You can always follow me on entrepreneur.com or inc.com, where I'm writing articles about licensing each and every week. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Stephen, for that amazing lesson. I remember when I met Stephen a few months back, I knew I had to have him on the show because he's a really original person and he's presenting business from a different angle. And we love these types of conversations here on the $100 MBA Show. Make sure you check out all of Stephen's work at InventRight.com. That's InventRight.com. He's also got a podcast with the same name, InventRight. So make sure you check that out on iTunes. Nicole and I love the fact that you're listening to the $100 MBA Show. And we would love to hear your feedback so we can continue to improve and deliver the best lessons possible. If you want to give us some feedback, you can do it in two ways. One, you can drop us an iTunes rating and review, or you can just email us at contact@100mba.net, and that will work as well. Either way, we would be grateful because, again, we're always looking for ways to improve the show and give you the best possible experience when you're listening to the podcast. Thanks again for listening and subscribing to the show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the things that I picked up on in Stephen's lesson is even if you're going to license your idea, you're going to take your idea and license it to somebody else, you do need to follow through. You can't just have ideas and just sit on them. The reason why Stephen's so successful is because when he has an idea, he pushes forward and finds a way to monetize it, find a way to put it on the shelves of stores. If that means licensing that to another company or to another business, he goes ahead and makes sure he follows through with that idea. He doesn't just sit around with the idea and daydreams. So make sure, regardless of what you do in your business, whether you're licensing your idea or you're doing it yourself, that you go ahead and follow through. One piece of advice I would love for you to take on is whenever you have an idea, even if it's an improvement to an existing product you have, or just an idea that you want to do for your own business, make sure you take action immediately, even if it's a small action that will move you closer to the goal. So for example, if you wanted to launch a new ebook, you want to write an ebook and sell an ebook, as soon as you have this idea, why don't you just create a quick landing page where you can collect people's emails and say, I'm writing an ebook on this topic. If you want to learn more when I'm releasing this book, give us your name and email address and we'll update you. Make it real. So do something that actually starts the process of putting this out in the world. Complacency can really kill your ideas and your business. So make sure you take action as soon as you can. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.